The Victor Valley Senior High School Choral Department with an answer for our time. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, the proprietor of the Radio Thrift Shop. Yes, I'm your man of radio action. Now, Radio Thrift Shop grew out of Seldom Heard Radio, which I started back in the late 1990s. It's been the Radio Thrift Shop since 2011. The show has changed and evolved over time. This is program number 595. And as of program 600, I'll be taking a break away from Radio Thrift Shop to work on my other creative projects. Radio Thrift Shop is always about music and discovery, and today we're going to be listening to school bands from elementary, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. So please stay tuned. It's the School Band Wonders Show on the Radio Thrift Shop.
We'll be right back. 24 before my love, you see, I'll be there with you.
It's the School Band Wonders edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. That was the Valley High School Band with Roundabout. And before that, the Western High School Band with Squib Cakes. Well, really digging into the record crates today, pulling out all of the junior high, high school, college, and even elementary school records. So I think you're going to like the mix. We've started off with some wild, cool stuff. Very creative work here from students who know their music.
Exploring science in the sea. What a volcano gives, it can also take away. Consider the tiny Pacific islands of Hunga Tonga and Hunga Ha'apai. They were built by an underwater volcano named for the islands. An eruption in 2015 built new land that connected them. But a spectacular eruption in 2022 blasted away not only the new land, but much of the two islands. It may have been the most powerful eruption since the island of Krakatoa was blasted to bits in 1883, and its effects were felt around the entire planet. The volcano is in the nation of Tonga, a chain of islands about a third of the way from New Zealand to Hawaii. It blew a cloud of ash high into the sky in December of 2021. It erupted more violently a month later. This time, the ash cloud reached altitudes of 30 miles, higher than any other eruption yet seen. It produced 200,000 lightning blasts, and it was heard as far as Alaska, more than 6,000 miles away. The new outburst also created high-speed tsunamis. They devastated parts of Tonga and reached Japan and the Americas. The tsunamis might have been sped up by pressure waves in the air. There were several kinds of waves in the atmosphere. Some circled the planet up to six times. They even climbed scores of miles high, where they created high-speed winds and odd electric currents. Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai produces modest eruptions every few decades, and big ones once a millennium or so. So we haven't heard the last of this underwater monster. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on. A very unique tune from Daniel and the Lions with a school hall. Before that, the Philemon Wright High School stage band with Oye Como Va, recorded in Canada in 1980. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, crate digging for the rest of us. I thought that was Festivus for the rest of us.
This is Bird Note. Purple martins are a kind of swallow. In the pre-colonial U.S., they would nest in abandoned woodpecker holes. Or in the southeast, on the lands of the Cherokee, Chickasaw, and Choctaw, in dried gourds hung up by Native Americans. This relationship might have developed because purple martins defend their turf, says Kelly Applegate, a tribal member and commissioner of natural resources for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe.
Tribes would harvest berries that needed to dry, drying meats or hides that would attract predators. The Native Americans found that if they had this purple martin colony, because they're defensive of their nesting area, they would drive off those things that would come in and try to steal the community's goods.
White settlers copied the practice and put up gourds and birdhouses too. But they also cleared forests where martins once nested and introduced house sparrows and starlings that drove them out of woodpecker holes. Purple martins now depend almost entirely on artificial nest boxes to survive. Kelly is encouraging people to provide homes for purple martins.
My goal is, you know, to see these birds survive. As a tribal member, we try to plan for our next 7 generations to come. And I would enjoy nothing more than to know that this species will be around for our future generations to enjoy the way I do.
Learn more about purple martin conservation on the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tanaja Hamilton.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you. the McGavock Jazz Rock Ensemble, and you all know that theme tune. Before that, the Southwest High School Stage Band with Little Boat, and we started off with the St. Francis Xavier High School Jazz Combo and Sea Journey. Well, we're on a musical journey here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening from 10 till midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London on the radio, or online at classicalwscs.org. I think we'll take a break from School Band Wonders and save some tunes for the next edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. So, yeah, we'll drop the needle on some high school, university, junior high, and elementary school bands. So keep on listening. If you can't catch Radio Thrift Shop on the radio, you can always find us on radioforall.net and on archive.org. Just look for DJ Frederick. Or you might even hear us on a walkie-talkie.
Please get a walkie-talkie, baby, so I can call you and say I love you. Though you may not be near me, I'll call and you can hear me, baby. I'll phone every time you're out alone. Day after day I'll call and say, oh, how I miss you. Ask where you are, don't care how far, I'll hurry there to kiss you. I've got a walkie-talkie, please get a walkie-talkie, baby, so I can call you and say I love you. Please get a walkie-talkie, baby, so I can call you and say I love you.
Oh, I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only.
Thank you, Steely Dan. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I've been, I am, and I will be DJ Frederick. You are you, and please always be yourself. Until the next broadcast, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.